Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that ye are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, ye are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Things are about to shift quickly. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And good Saturday morning to you out there on this morning. You're now in tune to Lively Stones Ministry, where the ministry where everybody is somebody and Jesus Christ is the Lord. Giving thanks unto God the Father. Amen. The blessing hope. Amen. Of God. I'm reminded what Paul said, according to the glorious gospel, the blessed God, which I have committed my trust, the blessed God. God is blessed, and he's so good that he's distributing his blessings. Prayers goes up, and the showers of blessing comes down. You got to lift him up. You got to praise him because he's worthy to be praised. He's alone is worthy. Come on. Alone is worthy. He's God all by himself. Come on here. He don't need no help being the Lord. Only thing you have to do is to be obedient. To obey is better than sacrifice, than the hearken, than the fat of the ram. God is looking for folk to come stand forth to an attention and be in the army of the Lord. We thank God, amen, for our listening audience on this morning. It is not even much possible without you. The Bible souls declare, how can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach except they have been sent? We thank God for the man of God with us on this morning, Pastor David Francoeur. No other than the voice of Frontline Ministry and Biblical Response. We thank God for all the endeavors and what the Lord is doing, a great thing in his life. Glory to God. And we thank God, amen, for you. Amen, for making us a part of your day on this morning. It's a beautiful day to give the Lord the praise. We're in the first month of August here. It seems like as time is accelerating and time is moving so fast. And as time moves fast, God is outside of time, but it is time for the people of God to come to realize and understand that time is winding down. Time. And I come to tell someone that time is of the essence, and time literally, sir. Literally, ma'am, is not on your side. It's not on my side. God, only one controls the outcome, the outlook of things. And our time is to take a position in God and to take our rightful place in the Lord. And once we realize the calling and the great welfare, what the Lord have put on our life, and the calling of the Lord, and some have answered the call, but some have failed to hearken unto that voice of the Lord. The Bible souls declare, the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Some have rebelled against that. God is still there. I come and encourage somebody. God is always there. And the situation and the fact of the matter is, I believe that folk give up because they're not patient enough. But I heard the Bible says that them that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings of an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. See, it's a race, my brother. It's a race, my sister, to endure until the end, to set a pace for you can go and endure, not just having a form of somewhat of a godliness where you start out well, and then some type of way, some will fall by the wayside. And when Jesus said that the seeds that fall on good ground, that the fowls of the air will not come and choke them out, but to be hidden in Christ Jesus, and to set your mind and your affections on things above where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Therefore, when he appear, then we shall appear with him, for you are dead as far as physically, spiritually. If you don't know the Lord, you're dead. But your life is to be in the Lord Jesus Christ, giving honor to him who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heaven and places in Christ Jesus. We want to, at this time now, send a bereavement out to the Gordon family right now. Raymond Gordon, they're funeralizing him on this morning at 13th Street Church of God at Greater Faith in Fort Pierce, Florida. Funeral at 11 a.m. 1301, I believe it is. So that funeral is taking place on this morning. It's a funeral that I will attend to give comfort unto the family. Thank God. Amen for Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, who is family with Brother Raymond Gordon. So to go and support the people of God, to weep with the people of God. The Bible says, weep with those who weep and rejoice with those that rejoice. Glory to God. So he's in God's care now, a brother in the Lord. So there's rejoicing in heaven right now, for there's a life after this physical body have been decayed and gone on to put on the immortality of God, to live forever. For I heard, minded what Paul said, for this earthen vessel that we have, amen, that we have a house in God, that a house, that building that is made with our hands and eternal in heaven. If this body, this tabernacle were dissolved, we can go on and see the Lord, where we have a new body, a new heart, and a new mind. It'll be well done all over again. And you see Jesus, amen. When I see Jesus, it's amen. Glory to God. We want to leave a thought with you on this morning to a diamond in the rough, a diamond in the rough, and to be in the care of God, to know what the hope and the calling, what God have placed in a one's life, because we know that God is a good God, and we know that God does not fail. We know that God will always be there, and some have came short of the glory of God. We all have came short. We all have sinned and came up short of the glory of God. See, but we're fighting against a force, because when you get closer to God, your adversary, which is the devil himself, public enemy number one, he's your number one enemy, and he wants to remind you for who you were in the past. But you as a child of the Most High God, and you as a child of the immortal King, the invisible God, the eternal, everlasting Father, you have the power to resist the enemy. You have the power to not to be of this world and to cast down every imagination that attempts or tries to exalt itself over God. For the cares of this life, some things happen unexpectedly that is out of our control. But we know that we serve a Lord, that God will mend the brokenhearted. God will put the right pieces in perspective and divine order. If you have the diamond in the rough, a precious jewel that is buried up underneath. This is you, my friend. God think more highly of you than you think of your own self. And God been better to you than you've been to your own self. Because a lot of times we want to drift off. A lot of times we want to put our own fleshly desires and do our own thing. But I'm reminded when David said that I will inquire of the Lord and to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. And the temple of God is simply a house. It's the kingdom first and foremost, and it starts within the individual. It starts within you and your growth. So I must protect this house by any means and of necessary. I must have a personal relationship with my Father. And he's so faithful that he don't turn me down every time I go to him with a sincere heart. The Bible souls declare that he hears them of a brokenhearted and a contrite spirit. You know what that means? That means that you've been broken and you're reaching out. Some of us don't come to the Lord unless we're going through some fiery trials and things have disintegrated in our life and we're about to just give up all hope. So this is one of the common times when people reach out to the Lord. Nothing wrong with that. You've been tired, getting tired of doing the things that you're doing before. Ain't nothing seems to work in your life. It appears that you can't catch a break in your life. Somewhat is, if it ain't one thing, it's a nothing that's going on. But when you come to the Lord, God have a solution to all your weary plans. Trust in the Lord and do good. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Rather be a doorkeeper, opening up the doors and to dwell in the tents of wickedness. What David had said, for he that doeth right, Psalms 84, no good thing would he withhold from thee, that God knows your innermost thoughts. And we want to focus primarily on our text on this morning. We're coming out of Matthew chapter 12, somewhat around the 46th to 50th verse in that text. And we got to understand that Jesus was, there's a smile and his joy. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you one more time. We thank you for the opportunity once again, oh Lord. We thank you for who you are in our life, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for you all, your majestic, eternal, immortal, invisible God, oh Lord. We pray and understand, oh Lord, for who you are in our life, oh God. We ask right now, oh Lord, that you will touch the bereavement family right now, oh Lord. Be with them in a time of sorrow, a time of comfort. Wipe away all tears from their eyes right now. We'll be needing no more death, no more sorrow, no more pain. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for your everlasting love. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for being the head of our life on this morning. Now touch the one out there in the radio land right now this morning, oh Lord, that they will receive the word, oh God, and they will apply the word until their life, because it is the engrafted word that which is able to save a one soul. Yes, yes, and amen. And the people of God said amen. So we come to know as being in the body of Christ and being a follower of Jesus. And as being a follower of Jesus, don't you know that you have an inheritance, that you there's a comfortability comes over you. You're sold out. You have opened up yourself, and you have allowed Jesus to direct and guide your life and to orchestrate your life and to be the road map to highway to heaven. Because this is solely why we have proclaimed the name of Jesus. I'm reminded what Isaiah said, "For the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he have anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek." And simply because he have anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, the gospel is simply what? It's simply good news. It's the gospel. The synoptic gospel was a variation of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And John is the in the synoptic gospel where Jesus was talking about more of himself. Rather than the kingdom of heaven when John the Baptist came on the scene. But it is a synoptic gospel. It's in different variations, glory to God, but it's all leading back, amen, to one, the manifold grace of God, the variation of God, and the God is wanting to get into the intent of a one's heart. See, the mouth speaketh, the things that be of the heart. Glory to God. So we got to be careful and understand that if the heart is not right, the mind is not going to be right. But the mind has to be renewed, but the thoughts of your heart. See, Jesus know the thoughts of a one's heart. Amen. Just like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, he know much the thoughts of their hearts. He know the intentions that they had for him was not good. But yet, though, Jesus overlooked that, and Jesus began to continue to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because why? Because he wasn't sent to do his own will and his own personal vendetta. He was going about doing his father will. So this simply recollates down to, as you being a child of God, and Jesus have already done his work. The Bible said he had went and sat down on the right hand of God and distributed gifts unto the church. So the manifold gifts of God and the variations of God. So now it is what for a man to profit with them, to grow with them. You see, there's something that can comes over a child of God that you know that I can't explain it to you. You have to feel it, glory to God. And once you feel the Spirit of the living God, you can it begins to ricochets in a one life and begins to echo. And then you have to walk the walk and talk the talk, glory to God. And then let my life speak for itself. Let my life speak for itself, for who I am in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. So we see the word inclination
This word simply means a desire or a tendency to want to do something. Or something to want to follow through. Something that comes over me and more over in me. And to, in addition to that, to love the Lord. And as I love the Lord, I'm going to continue to persevere my way on because God has given me the incline. And as you begin to look at the word incline, the word is metaphorically as a one's working out. Working out on an incline bench. We got a flat bench that you work out on as far as bench press. And then we got an incline bench that slightly raised up and is for the upper chest in your on your body and is shorter to go to the rack and put it on the rack. And when you begin to push it, is working the upper part. But when you take it to the rack and when you get weak, you know, when you've had enough reps, then you take it to the rack, it's closer to the rack rather than laying flat down. And when you're on the flat ground with bench press, you have a tendency to get weak. You got a long ways to go up with the rack because somebody always had to have a what you call a spotter behind you. So this is the same thing as you begin to dissect the word of God when you're on the incline to take it to the rack and because you're closer to it. So God is near to you. God is near. He's already near. Let the word of the Lord is nadi. It's nadi even in thy mouth and in thy heart. And he's closer. Glory to God. Like the cause of the objects that you see in the mirror is closer than you really appear. When you look in the mirror, they're closer than what you really appear. And things is gaining on a child of God. And there's no spiritual growth. There's no spiritual food. Glory to God. But I'm so glad that Jesus, the Bible says, declare a friend. A man that have friends must show himself friendly. For there is a friend that stick closer than a brother. And that's Jesus Christ. Listen, what he says right here in the text. While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brother stood without desiring to speak with him. Now, at this time, Jesus was in a house. And when he was in the house, the Bible said there was a large multitude of people as Jesus began to speak the word of God as he was teaching. And his disciple was among the attendants in the house. And then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without desiring to speak with thee. So at this particular time, someone brought it to Jesus' attention that your mother is outside and your family is outside. In other words, they want to have a word with you. But Jesus is right in the middle of teaching the word of God. Now, this take note that this is the same Mary that had Jesus. She birthed him. Glory to God. His brothers as well. So, this is a bloodline family, and this is a close-knit communication or relationship, one would think. But Jesus is so locked in and so tuned into the word of God that he got to get his message across. And a lot of times that's what we have to do, tune in to God's unchanging hand. And as we do that and put him as the cornerstone, as he is the chief cornerstone, heads of our life, and have the mindset to understand that for him I have lived this life because I'm crucified with Christ Jesus. So nothing I'm going to allow to come disturb me or disruptive me from following or continue to get into my journey. Glory to God. See, we sure enough, we love folk because we have the love of Christ in our heart. And true enough, we have a life here on this earth, and we work to make a living. It's our livelihood, and we do things. You know, we work out, we go places, we shop with our wives, we go on cruises. You know, we're living the life. Jesus wants us to live the life, I believe, because he said, "I come that you may have life," you know, and that more abundantly. So life in general, as far as everyday life or natural life, glory to God, but also when everything have settled, all the dust have settled for this old shell that I will leave here, and to be absent from the body, but to be present with the Lord, which is the internal life, glory to God. So we see Jesus here in this passage when he began to break forth the bread of life. And Jesus didn't want it to be distracted by no one. A lot of time when Jesus, the multitude followed Jesus, glory to God, Jesus got away from everybody and went into the mountains and prayed from everybody. But yet though he still had the love for what he had in his heart for each and everybody. He didn't turn nobody away, but he had to have a moment to get to himself. But he was all about his Father's business. And I believe today solely that and you can only just speak for yourself if you're sold out for God. Is I'm worthy of this roll call? Who shall stand in my holy place? And who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? The Bible says that them that go forth in the word of the Lord, that the blessings of God and having the inclination of God, the divine calling and the will of the Lord. So in this particular scripture, but he answered and said unto him, told him, who is my mother and who are my brother? So in other words, who is my mother and who are my brother? Jesus was making a statement here that you all of you all, you just as my mother and my brother, I love you just as I love them. It's literally like you're right there with Jesus when Jesus is speaking these words. And see, this is the whole gospel, and this is why the inspiration of God that's profitable, because it is so inviting and so insurance or reinsurance to let you know that Jesus is walking with you every step of the way as you go through. So we're running out of time. Bless the Lord. But he said, and he scratched forth his hand and toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brother. But here's the quencher. Verse 50, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and my sister. That's the same, my friend. Looking unto God and being in the will of God and knowing what the will of God is for your life. We bless the Lord. We thank God. Amen. God did. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did.
Thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO.
You're listening to WCNO.